9 years after his mother's hanging, Shin squirmed through an electric fence and ran off through the snow. It was January 2, 2005. Before then, no one born in a North Korean political prison camp had ever escaped. As far as can be determined, Shin is still the only one to do it. He was 23 years old and knew no one outside the fence. Within a month, he had walked into China. Within 2 years, he was living in South Korea. 4 years later, he was living in Southern California and was a senior ambassador at Liberty in North Korea, LINK, an American human rights group. In California, he rode his bike to work, followed the Cleveland Indians because of their South Korean slugger, Shin Soo Chu, and ate two or three times a week at In-N-Out Burger, which he viewed as the world's finest burger. His name is now Shin Dong-hyuk. He changed it after arriving in South Korea, an attempt to reinvent himself as a free man. He is handsome with quick, wary eyes. A Los Angeles dentist has done work on his teeth, which he could not brush in the camp. His overall physical health is excellent. His body, though, is a roadmap of the hardships of growing up in a labor camp that the North Korean government insists does not exist. Stunted by malnutrition, he is short and slight, 5'6", about 120 pounds. His arms are bowed from childhood labor. His lower back and buttocks are scarred with burns from the torturer's fire. The skin over his pubis bears a puncture scar from the hook used to hold him in place over the fire. His ankles are scarred by shackles from which he was hung upside down in solitary confinement. His right middle finger is cut off at the first knuckle, a guard's punishment for dropping a sewing machine in a camp garment factory. His shins, from ankle to knee on both legs, are mutilated and scarred by burns from the electrified barbed wire fence that failed to keep him inside Camp 14. Shin is roughly the same age as Kim Jong-un, the chubby third son of Kim Jong-il, who took over as leader after his father's death in 2011. As contemporaries, Shin and Kim Jong-un personify the antipodes of privilege and privation in North Korea, a nominally classless society where, in fact, breeding and bloodlines decide everything. Kim Jong-un was born a communist prince and raised behind palace walls. He was educated under an assumed name in Switzerland and returned to North Korea to study in an elite university named after his grandfather. Because of his parentage, he lives above the law. For him, everything is possible. In 2010, he was named a 4-star general in the Korean People's Army, despite a total lack of field experience in the military. A year later, after his father died of a sudden heart attack, state media in North Korea described him as another leader sent from heaven. He may, however, be forced to share his earthly dictatorship with relatives and military leaders. Shin was born a slave and raised behind a high-voltage barbed wire fence. He was educated in a camp school to read and count at a rudimentary level. Because his blood was tainted by the perceived crimes of his father's brothers, he lived below the law. For him, nothing was possible. His state-prescribed career trajectory was hard labor and an early death from disease brought on by chronic hunger, all without a charge or a trial or an appeal, and all in secrecy.